A lot of pleasure that I think all of us have come together today to honor a man and a family who left this community far better than it was when they encountered it. And for me personally, having a long-standing family relationship with Ms. Claybrook and Mr. Leroy, and not knowing the kids obviously as well, it's a day that is quite humbling to kind of celebrate the recognition of what the Selman family has meant to our community. And I think it's a testament to see how many different leaders from our community have come together to be a part of this today. And so what we're going to have today is just members of several organizations coming up and talking about the various ways that Mr. Selman and this family impacted our community and the marks that he left on all of us in different capacities. And so whether that be as perhaps the greatest football player ever to play for this organization, or it be a man that gave back to his community and the University of South Florida, the Expressway Authority, and the various different things he's done. I've never met Mama Selman, but if her wings are the recipe, then I wish I could have eaten at her house a little more often. But it is certainly a privilege and an honor to be up here today with y'all and to celebrate your dad and your husband. And thank y'all for being so giving of a man that, like I said, left this community in far better shape than he ever had it. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Dr. Genshaft and have her come up and give a few remarks. Dr. Genshaft, of course, is the president here at University of South Florida and somebody that I have a lot of respect for. So Dr. Genshaft, thank you.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon, and I'm so always pleased to see Claybra and Brandy, Chris, and Leroy. Great to see you. It's wonderful to have the family here and so many esteemed members of the Tampa Bay community, and it's hard to believe that it's been more than a year since our fantastic Leroy has been gone. Tomorrow marks a birthday for him, and what better way to celebrate his extraordinary life than by celebrating the Leroy Selman Day together. Leroy's legacy at the University of South Florida is long and enduring and strong. He's not just one of the iconic figures in our campus history, but a lasting influence on our values and our vision and our purpose. And there isn't a better word than integrity when you mention Leroy and how he's left us. Leroy was truly dedicated to USF students and their success, not just on the playing field or on the court, but in all aspects of life. He continues to influence our campus environment, our campus community, in large ways and small, from scholarships to mentoring programs, to his name on the Leroy Selman Athletic Center. And it is referred to, I'm going to the Selman Center. When you're a young university, as we are, you become known by notable figures who help build your campus identity and your campus culture. Even if some people did not know the University of South Florida, they knew Leroy Selman. His involvement at USF became a seal of approval for our university that could not be equaled. Leroy was not just an instrument in bringing football to USF, but he helped build our university's sense of confidence and self. He shared his talents and his good name with USF, and for that we are forever grateful. And I can tell you that Leroy's legacy is there when we talk about student success. We always are talking about student success, and he's always with us in the importance of graduation for all students. It is there where we teach them the importance of giving back to your community and to our community in preparing for the future and not just living in the moment. His story lives on in students who are the first in their families to go to college, and so many of our students at USF, actually 1 in 5 of our students are first in their family to go to college. So we never lose sight of Leroy's dreams, no matter how many obstacles there are, and we convey this to our students as well. So Leroy's strength lives on in our university, and we strive every day to pass the lessons we learned from him to the next generation. And as I turn the program over to Doug Woolard, I just want to thank Leroy's family and friends for continuing to be a part of the University of South Florida family. It really means a lot to us. And we will always honor Leroy's memory by continuing to build the greatest university ever, which reflects the dignity and sincerity and ideals that Leroy carried with him throughout his life. Thank you.
Thank you, President Ginshaft and Representative Grant and everyone that is gathered here today to honor a man who has impacted so many. He leaves a legacy of passion, of commitment to integrity, and commitment to the development, certainly, of young people. Clabra, Leroy, Chris, Brandy, thank you for allowing us to share this day with you and for being a part of our USF athletic family. Leroy's impact on USF athletics was tremendous. As you've heard from President Ginshaft and many others, he played a critical role in bringing football to the University of South Florida and to moving our young program into the Big East Conference. His work in athletics was driven by really a single core value, the moral obligation to positively impact the lives of young people and to give them every chance possible to lead successful and fulfilling lives. While Leroy was competitive and wanted to win, he believed that the utmost responsibility was to graduate student-athletes and prepare them for success after sport and to instill commitment to leadership, integrity, and to the community. Leroy made a personal commitment, and he spent many hours counseling, encouraging, and simply listening to student-athletes. That's why I know he would be so proud of the partnership that was announced Wednesday by Leroy Selman's Restaurants and USF Athletics. And it's to create a new program called Mentoring You, Selman Style. It's a 3-year career track that will provide workshops and classes, culminating in the athletics senior year, in the athlete's senior year, with the opportunity to work with executive level mentors in the areas of career of their career interest. This program is made possible because of the leadership and the commitment of Bob Basham, of Chris Sullivan, of Sam Tancredi, and many others in the Leroy Selman restaurant team. Bob, on behalf of USF, I want to thank you and all of your team for making this commitment to our student athletes. I also want to thank Brian Lamb, president of Fifth Third Bank, for the role you played, Brian, in vetting this program out, and I know the role that you're going to play in the future of this very important program to our student athletes. You all will make a very big difference in the lives of our young people and continuing the value, the valuable investment that Leroy Selman was dedicated to. Thank you again for allowing me to be here to take part in this celebration of someone who has a trusted friend of mine, someone that I admired a great deal, a colleague, and somebody that that I certainly miss every day. It's now my honor to introduce Stephen Diaco, the managing partner of Adams and Diaco and the chairman of the Tampa Hillsborough Expressway Authority.
Good afternoon. My name's Stephen Diaco, and I'm the chairman of the Leroy Selman Expressway. And I'll tell you, I've known Leroy since I was a young boy, and a lot of people may not know that, but I'm not just here as the chairman of the Expressway, but as a friend and someone who considered Leroy Selman part of our family. He mentored me my whole life. When I'd see him, it was always not just a warm handshake, but a hug. His first question always, how's your father, your brothers? He really helped lead me to become the man I am. When I think of Leroy, I think of words like strength, courage, leadership, service, charity, compassion, empathy, education, faith, and most importantly, family. And I want you guys to know that I feel part of your family, even though I don't know you as well as I knew your father, but the answer is always yes for you, if you ask. That's what he always said to me, yes. Whatever we wanted, whatever we needed, whether it was the expressway or our family personally, he was a man of great honor and integrity. He did get a kick of being part of the expressway, and he was a humble guy. He'd be really humbled by this day. But he would want this day to be remembered not to celebrate Leroy Selman. He was too humble for that. He'd say, this is a day to serve your community. This is a day to give back to your community, to feed the poor, to help a student, to help a young man or woman be better and a better person in life. That's who he was. As a representative of the expressway, we took full advantage of him. He helped us. He did website design. He did interviews. He represented us so well. And we often say in our meetings, what would Leroy do when we have a big decision? Because his vision, his passion, his integrity empowers us daily. And our executive director, Joe Wagner, and he were friends. And we really, truly try to represent him well every day. The road was changed to his name officially in 99 from the Tampa Expressway, the Crosstown Expressway, to the Leroy Selman Expressway. And it was a tribute to this great man. Leroy Selman's Expressway is more than a name of a road. It is a continuation of his legacy as an outstanding community partner. As part of his legacy, he asked us, and while I was there, to provide an avenue for young scholars to further their education, right in line with who Leroy was. To foster Mr. Selman's wishes, we initiated the Selman STEM Scholarships. This program gives back to our local community by providing educational opportunities and exposure to careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The program features outreach programs in area high schools, the University of South Florida College of Engineering Bridge Building Competition we sponsor, USF Monetary Scholarships, as well as educational internships. He really loved that. He really did. And we're proud to do it and to continue his legacy. You know, sitting in these chairs reminds me I was such a little guy compared to these guys growing up, and I thought something was wrong with me. Honestly, I can't even touch the ground in these chairs. But what I try to be is a little Leroy every day. And I'll never be the man he was, but he is led and by example. And I try to be the type of man he is every single day. And he's touched so many people in our community. And I'm proud to know him, and I'm proud to be a part of this day. And I thank you for sharing him with our community. Thank you. Thank you. Bob Basham, owner of Leroy Selman Restaurants.
Thank you, Steve. As a principal of Leroy Selman's Restaurants, I'm honored here to be here today on behalf of the over 500 Selman Restaurant teammates in the Selman family and the other members of our community as we celebrate this resolution for Leroy Selman's Day. I would just like to take a moment to recount how I firsthand saw how important the mentoring of young people was to Leroy. So about 2 years ago, my assistant comes in and tells me, Leroy wants to get on your calendar, okay? And well, you know, I would see Leroy just about every Monday, so we could talk anytime, but I knew from based on previous experiences, when Leroy said he wanted to get on my calendar, that USF must be building another building or something else on the campus. So I also knew it was hard to say no to him, so I'm thinking this is going to be a really expensive meeting. So this meeting wasn't about a building, however. It was about building a person. And Leroy was looking for some support for a young man he was mentoring. And this student-athlete had some hardships, and Leroy was asking if Chris and I would share equally with him to help uplift this young man. And as he talked about this young man, his good qualities, he said he was a good person, and the difficulties this person was facing, I could see the concern and the compassion in Leroy's face that he was feeling for this person. So, as I said, it wasn't easy to say no to Leroy. So let's fast forward about 6 months from my this calendar meeting I had with him, and this is just about it, probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I asked Leroy about the gentleman. I said that he'd been mentoring and we'd helped, and big smile came across his face, and he said the gentleman was doing great. He was working hard to finish school. He'd gotten a job, and as he talked, you know, I could see the sense of pride he felt for this individual who he had helped make a difference in his life. So making a difference in young people's lives was a passion for Leroy, and that's why Leroy Selman's Restaurants is excited to be partnering with USF, and thank you, Doug, thank you, Judy, and also Fifth Third Bank, thank you, Brian Lamb, and others in the community to raise funds for the Mentoring You Selman-style program. And as mentioned, this program will carry on Leroy's vision, it'll carry on his compassion and his legacy and support for USF students and student athletes. So for the rest of the month, our restaurants will be donating a portion of the proceeds from a special edition legacy menu, and a menu that I know Leroy would have loved, and Chris has that job of tasting the food now, and the chicken and waffles that Leroy talked about, that was one of his favorites. So we're just excited about putting that on the menu, and a portion of the proceeds will go to this program. But this is just the beginning of a ongoing partnership in support of mentoring you Selman style in the future. We know this program will continue to influence the lives of USF student athletes, and we also know how important this was to Leroy and his family. And by all of us supporting mentoring you Selman style, we can ensure that the Leroy's legacy will live on, not only in our hearts, but in our actions. So thank you for allowing me to talk about my friend Leroy Selman, and thank you for your support of this program, and that will honor his legacy. So, and with that, I would like to introduce our host today, the co-chairman of the Bucks, Mr. Brian Glazer. Brian.
Good afternoon, and welcome to One Buccaneer Place. To say that Leroy Selman was the first Buccaneer, the first Buccaneer Hall of Famer, or the first Ring of Honor inductee surely demonstrates his significance to this franchise. However, I'll take it a step further by saying that Leroy Selman put the Buccaneers and even Tampa Bay on the map. It was more than his dominant play on the field that made him the everlasting face of this franchise. It was his incredible heart and inherent goodness. It was his drive to have a positive impact wherever he went, and his humility through all of it. At the time of his passing, I likened Leroy to the George Bailey character in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, and the comparison could not be more apt. Leroy's life was nothing short of extraordinary, not only in terms of his achievements, but in the terms of his impact in the community. We were all blessed to have him for the time that we had it. And to Leroy's family that's here with us today, I want to extend another thank you. A thank you for sharing Leroy with this community. And at this time, it gives me great pleasure to invite Representative Grant back to the stage to present the official state resolution declaring tomorrow, October 20th, Leroy Selman Day across Florida.
I'm going to start briefly, and thank you, Brian, for that introduction, and to all of you who have taken part of today. It couldn't be possible without the buy-in of so many, and I think it truly is a testament to the impact your family's had. I'm going to take a quick moment. I believe, do we have somebody here from the city as well? Do we have Councilman Miranda, if you would like to go ahead and come up and present the city resolution announcing tomorrow, as well as Leroy Selman Day here in the city of Tampa.
Mayor Buckhorn is out of the city, and he office called, and I'm pitching in for him. And it's an honor to be here representing the city of Tampa, and an honor to stand before all of you and saying that it's not only what he did in sports, it's what he did in life. And life is a great thing when you're willing to give, and he was always willing to not only give but to help people up. And he was a very influential individual in helping other people attain their goals. He made you believe in yourself, and he made you become a better person by setting your own goals and, most of all, attaining them. He was that type of individual that through his actions and his generosity created the aura that you were able to attain those goals. And without individuals like that in this country, there'd be very short-sighted individuals in this country. But he was special, not only to his family. He was a man of honor. And Mr. Leroy Selman Day is hearing the proclamation of Mayor Buckhorn on behalf of the city of Tampa. Thank you all so much for inviting us.
And we also have Commissioner Kevin Beckner here today to present the same from Hillsborough County. And so if Commissioner Beckner, you'd like to come up, we'd appreciate it.
On behalf of the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners, it is a pleasure to be here today. And I was told that I have under 1 minute to express our thoughts from the county. And I tell you, with all the great things that Mr. Selman has done for the community, that's a near impossibility. So let me just sum it up with two numbers, number 63 and number 1. Mr. Selman will always be remembered in the eyes of the sporting world and the beloved Bucks as number 63. But with all the things that he's accomplished for our community, from his business ventures to his impact on USF to what he's done for our kids, not only in the past but in the future, and for the legacy that your family will live on with, he will always be number one in the hearts of our community. So on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners, it is my pleasure to represent him here today and to also proclaim October 20th as Leroy Selman Day. So again, thank you for allowing us to be here today. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And, you know, one of the things that that hit me upon Mr. Selman's passing and trying to figure out kind of within our office how we could honor the legacy, even if something as small as making a resolution to declare his birthday, Leroy Selman Day here in the state of Florida. I tried to reflect back on some of the times I'd been fortunate enough to be around him, and one of the things that hit me is that a lot of people don't know that Leroy Selman and I actually have a lot in common. He grew up in Eufaula, Alabama. I went to college not far from Eufaula, Alabama. He played football in college. I went to college. He played for the Bucks. I got to be a ball boy one time for the Bucks. But kidding aside, it's really been an honor and really something kind of humbling to have just a small part in this ceremony today. And one of the people that I look up to, and Leroy and Chris, I'd encourage you to do the same, is my dad. He's always been a mentor for me. He's always been there for me. He's always been somebody that I can lean on in tough times. And he's always set an example that if you do the right thing and you set your moral principles in the right place, that you're going to be all right. And so when you have the opportunity to have a dad like Leroy, whether that's for 6 years or 60 years, it truly is a blessing. And so, you know, Stephen, when you talk about the expressway and just the small token and getting to talk to my dad about the naming of the Selman Expressway while he was in Tallahassee and going through that to try and honor a man that gave back to so many. And so I know it's only a small token, Ms. Claiborne and Chris and Leroy and Brandy, but it's the least we can do. And the last thing I'll leave you with is when you see these many people in the community and you see what it takes to put this kind of event on, it would be easy to think that it was difficult. And certainly I'm blessed to have a tremendous staff and Jim and Samantha that helped organize this. But quite frankly, it was pretty easy. And the reason it was easy is because everybody sitting in here understands the man that you called your husband and that you called your dad. And so it's with a lot of joy that I get to present you the resolution enacted. And I hope that wherever you place this, that it's a reminder that there are a lot of people who respect and will never forget and will always appreciate the sacrifices that you made to let your father be the man that we've heard about. Because it wasn't free, it wasn't easy. I grew up in a home where dad was gone a lot too. And there's sacrifices and there's tough times. But your dad made this community a much better place. And as Brian said, quite frankly, put a franchise and a city on the map. And so thank you for giving me the opportunity just to be a small part in this. And I look forward to a continued friendship. With that, I'm going to ask Ms. Klaber to come up, and she's got a few words to say.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's very emotional to be here, but I'm so happy and thankful. This is very bittersweet, but mostly sweet. I just miss Leroy being here to witness all of this. I would first off like to thank Representative Grant for sponsoring this legislation to make this day or tomorrow Leroy Selman Day in the state of Florida. When he first approached me several months ago, my heart just sank, and I was just so thankful and felt so wonderful that he would present this to the House of Representatives, and he invited me to come to Tallahassee, and I've been excited ever since. So I want to say thank you. Leroy and I have been longtime friends and admirers of James's parents, Beverly and John, and we actually were neighbors for a long time. We both lived in Carrollwood, Leroy and I both respected and admired his family for many, many years, and his brother John is a good friend of ours. I also like to thank President Genshaf and Doug Willard for being here, wonderful friends, and certainly wonderful friends and co-workers with Leroy, and worked closely with him and knew him on an intimate level. And I appreciate you all being here and all that you've done. And the Leroy Selman Athletic Center is beautiful, and I enjoy being there. Every time I go, I feel his presence there. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be there. To Mr. Diaco, thank you so much for being here. And Leroy was very proud of the Expressway Authority feeling it appropriate to name the crosstown after him, and we appreciate that, and we have loved your family for a very long time, and so thank you for being here. And Bob and Chris, who's not here, Bob Basham, thank you so much for being here today, and for you all finding it appropriate to be business partners with Leroy, and not to just gain on his celebrity, but to really realize the man that he was, and then conduct the restaurants in such a way, and then now continuing on with the Enhancing You program at USF so that you can grow and develop hundreds more Leroy Selmans. That's the goal for this community. There are kids out there who really have the potential and have the desire. They just need a little bit of help. And Leroy was all about being a mentor in his entire life. He was mentored by five wonderful brothers and three sisters and great parents. And so he had the heart for mentoring and was always about that in a very quiet, sometimes unknown way by the public. I also want to thank the Selman staff for being here and all of your hard work. Appreciate you so much, and I know that this has been a strain for you and being patient with all of this and being patient with me. I love you guys, and I thank you so much. To Brian Glazier and the Glazier family and Brian Ford, our relationship with the Buccaneers certainly has been documented and has been long. The Glazier family has shown love and action for many years to our family. But in the last year, that's been very difficult for my family, certainly getting through this year without Leroy and going through the process of losing him so suddenly. I've learned that love is an action word, because they have shown so much love and support. In our time of grief, when Leroy passed away a little more than a year ago, they stepped up on both sides of me and held me up when we were falling apart. And pretty much through those 4 or 5 days, feeling like I was in a twilight zone or a surreal place, they stepped in when we needed them, and I am so grateful, and thank you so much. And again, you know, love is not something, just not a word, it's an action word, and it's something that you put into action, and you do. And they have always been there for us and continue to be there for us in a magnificent way, and we thank you so much. Words cannot express our gratitude for the Buccaneer organization. I want to just take a moment as well to thank some people that have been a part of our lives. I certainly want to recognize Brian Lamb, who is the president of Fifth Third Bank, and your love and support. Brian has been, again, with me in the last year in a major way, checking up on me, and I tell him all the time he's my adopted son. And the way that he has just stepped up, he checks on me to see how we're doing, and the kids as well. So thank you so much, Brian. And again, Fifth Third Bank, and the bank over on Fowler is named after Leroy, and we appreciate that so much. I also want to take a moment just to reflecting back over the last year. I want to be sure and take the time to, because I haven't done this publicly, and in my mind, you know, when people do great things for you and when people do things without expecting something from it, God has a way of honoring them in public. And I want to take the time just to thank the staff, from the housekeepers to the doctors at St. Joseph's Hospital, who helped my husband the days that he was there in his final hours. They were wonderful to us, and I especially want to recognize a Dr. Douglas, I think his name was McCullum, who took care of him. I also want to recognize my three children, Leroy Jr., Christopher, and Brandy, and my granddaughter, who's not able to be here. They are a gift from God to me. I see Leroy in them, a piece of Leroy every day, and I'm so thankful for my wonderful children and my granddaughter, Leah. And appreciate them being here today. It's wonderful to see that the state and the city saluting Leroy for the things that he has done in this community and the way that he gave himself away to the city and the state of Florida. Leroy was devoted to this community in a very public way, and it's nice to see that love return to him. He was so deserving. When Leroy was in his mid-30s, he was diagnosed by a doctor here in Tampa with an enlarged heart, and we were told at that time that it wasn't any major thing to worry about, but I've always thought since that time that, you know, I knew that he was this man who I loved for the better part of my life that had this huge heart. And far beyond that, he had a big heart for this community. And I always thought about that when I looked at him. I said, he's got a big heart, but what a heart he has for the Buccaneers, the city, for USF, for his family. So I thought that was very apropos. Because of his relationship and his faith, and his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he was a man who knew he was an eternal being, and he had an assignment to complete while he was here in this place. And 58 years ago tomorrow, that work began. God began his assignment. And a little more than a year ago, he finished his assignment, and he got excellent marks. I hope that we can all now consider that each of us has an assignment. And how are we doing with our assignment, and what kind of marks will we get? I hope that we'll all work hard on getting good marks. Because Leroy and I had a wonderful 35 years together, We loved each other powerfully. I did give him away to the city, and there were so many times when I sat at home or was waiting for him to come back home, and or he was going out yet again, or he couldn't promise me my Friday night date that he'd set up because he was going to go to some charity. I often wondered if people appreciated what he was doing, and I can see, and it's so very obvious, through the things that have happened in the last year, in the last years of his life, certainly, most of his life, that the city has appreciated him. I kept our life very private, and our family kept our life very private. But in the spring, I am going to release some memoirs of our life together. There are a lot of things that I'm sure that would encourage people in this community. And Leroy was quite a man beyond what's been written about him in the press. And so hopefully in April or May, we'll release the memoirs, and we have some press information about that. And most of all, the primary reason for writing the memoirs is for my children and my grandchildren to come, so that they'll know the man that their father and their grandfather and their brother was. So again, thank you all for being here today. Thank you for this wonderful honor. James, I appreciate it so much. You started all of this, and you just warmed my heart. I appreciate it so much. And to my husband, Leroy, I always leave with a message. There's another star in your crown, sweetheart. You're going to have to get a second one. I love you, and I'll see you soon. Thank you all. God bless you.